Es kann so sein, dass ich mache so Frage, wenn ich mir sagen, dass Daf Kuf Zayin. Rav Papa said, with regard to the canals from which water is drawn and poured into irrigation ditches, one may not wash his hands by placing them into the flowing water of the ditch because it's not considered to be flowing of Koyach Gavra. However, if he's very close to where the water is being poured by the person, he can wash his hands there because that is considered to be flowing from Koyach Gavra. If there's a hole in the pail that's drawing the water, to the extent that water can enter the pail through that hole, then when he pours from the canal into the ditch, there's a flow of water from the pail to the canal and from the pail to the ditch. This in turn connects the canal, which has 40 saw and can be a valid mikvah, and the ditch, which doesn't have 40 saw, and therefore he can tovel his hands in the water of the ditch and make them tar. Rava said a keli that has a hole to the extent that water can enter the keli through that hole may not be used for mayim rishonim. Rava said a keli that does not have a revius may not be used for mayim rishonim. In fact, Rava said that a keli that can't hold a revius may not be used, which suggests that if it could hold a revius, even if it doesn't have a revius, it could be used. And for the Gemara, the first ruling was said when there's one person washing with that keli, and the second ruling was said when there are two people washing with that keli. The second person can wash even if there's no longer a revius remaining, but because the keli had a revius at the beginning. A Mishnah says like this as well. Rav Sheshi says, Amemar, are you particular about only washing with a keli? He said, yes. He said, are you particular about the appearance of the water? He said, yes. He said, are you particular about having a revius? He said, yes. Rav Yaakov of Nahar Pekoid made a revius-sized cup to use as a model for others to make their washing cups. Rav Ashi did this in Hutal as well. Rava said, if someone modifies the cover of a barrel to hold a revius, it could be used for washing. Abraisa says this as well. May one eat bread without washing his hand if he wraps his hands in cloth and doesn't touch the bread? Are we concerned that he may touch the bread and therefore this may not be done, or are we not concerned? And for tomorrow, Mishnah says, when they gave less than a kebeah to Rav Tzadik, he wrapped it in a cloth, did not wash before eating it, ate it outside the sukkah, and did not say berachas avodah afterwards. This suggests that for more than a kebeah, he would have insisted on washing. So Gemara, it's not a valid proof. It may be that the Mishnah means that he did it, that had it been a kebeah, he would have insisted on eating in the sukkah. And what if the birchas are Muslim? We don't know what it's about the washing. We can answer from the following. Shmuel saw Rav holding bread with a cloth. He presumed because Rav hadn't washed his hands, and therefore he said to him, are we allowed to eat bread like this? Rav said, I have in fact washed my hands, and I anyway use a cloth, because I'm particular about not touching food in general. We see from over here that it would not be permitted without having washed his hands first. Rav Zera found Rav Ami and Rasi eating bread with their hands wrapped in material without having washed their hands. He told them that they're doing so improperly. However, he forgot what was said by Rav Tachlif Bar Avim in the name of Shmuel, that they did allow this to be done by Kehanim because they're extra careful, and Rav Ami and Rasi were Kehanim. If someone has bread fed to him, meaning it was placed into his mouth by someone else, does the eater have to wash his hands before eating? And it once happened that Rav Huna Bar Schoira was by Rav Hamnuna and gave him to eat by putting it into his mouth. He gave him meat with bread. He told him, if you were not Rav Hamnuna, I would not have fed you like this. Presumably this meant that he only did this because he could trust that he's not going to touch the bread. This suggests that a regular person would have to wash his hands before having bread fed to him. Dagmar, it's not a valid proof. It may be that he meant that he fed Rav Huna like that only because Rav Nuna was someone who had already washed his hands. Dagmar, maybe we can answer from the following. Rav Zeir said in the name of Rav, a person should not put a piece of bread into the mouth of a waiter unless he knows that the waiter washed his hands. Also, the waiter must make a new bracha on each cup of wine that he's given to drink, but he doesn't have to make a bracha on each piece of bread that he's given to eat. Rav Yechanan says he has to make a new bracha on each piece of bread. We see anyway from over here that the waiter may only be fed if he washed his hands. Dagmar, may be that a regular person need not wash his hands if he's being fed because we're not concerned that he's going to forget and touch the bread. However, a waiter could be different because he's busy serving and therefore may forget and touch the bread. A braisa says a person should not give a piece of bread to a waiter whether the waiter is holding a cup in his hand or whether the host is holding a cup in his hand because it may lead to a mishap during the meal. Also, it's also to place a piece of bread into the mouth of a waiter who did not wash his hands. If someone is feeding bread to another person, does a feeder have to wash his hands before touching the bread or not? If the Yeshiva Menashe told a Brisa, etc., Rav Shimon Gamliel said, on Yom Kippur, a woman may wash one hand and give bread to her child. This they said that actually Shammai Hazokin did not wash his hands, even one hand on Yom Kippur, because he didn't want to wash his hands on Yom Kippur even before feeding a child. And they were goyis that he has to wash both hands and then feed the child. We see that even the feeder has to wash his hands. Abai says not a valid proof. The washing of the hands there was to ward off the Shivta demon, since he had not washed his hands in the morning, not for Mayim Rishonim. Shmuel's father found Shmuel crying when he was a child. Shmuel explained that his Rebbe hit him for feeding the Rebbe's child without having first washed Shmuel's own hands. Shmuel told his father, the child is the one eating and I should have to wash my hands. Shmuel's father told Shmuel that you were correct in what you did. You did not have to wash your hands. when you're feeding someone else, you do not have to wash your hands. The Gemara paskins that one who is being fed by someone else must wash his hand before being fed. But the feeder does not have to wash his hand before being fed by the feeder does not have to wash his hand before feeding the other person. Zucked the next Mishnah. A person may wrap meat and cheese together in one cloth as long as they don't touch each other. Shimon Galil says, two guests at the same inn may eat on the same table together even though one's eating meat and the other is eating cheese, and we have no reason for concern. Frechtingmar, why is it a problem even if the meat and cheese do touch each other? They're both cold. And for the Gemara Abaye said, it's true that since they're cold and they don't absorb from each other, they would not need to peel off the touching layer, but they would need to be rinsed off. And if we have to be going to the concern that you may forget to rinse them. Mishnah said, Shimon Gamliel Oimer, that Shneach Sonoim Oichlan Al Shulchan V'chulu. Rav Chanan bar Ami Neimer Shmuel said, this is only when the two guests don't know each other. If they do know each other, it would be Aser. Bryce says this as well. Bryce is explained to also add that even if the people know each other, if there's something on the table that's not normally there, which can act as a reminder that the two people shouldn't share their food, it would be mutter. Rabbi Yair bar Shlamya asked Abaye, what's the halacha regarding two brothers who are particular not to eat from each other? Can one eat meat and the other cheese on the same table? Abaye said, we can't allow this because people will then think that all brothers can eat at the same table. They won't realize that this pair of brothers is unique, even when one eats meat and the other eats dairy. Based on that, why do we allow someone who only has one shirt to wash that shirt? Why we should be concerned that people will not know that it's only shirt and therefore they'll think that they're allowed to wash a chalamoid? And for the Gemara, Marbar Rashi explained that case is different because when he washes his shirt, he doesn't remove the belt to use for another shirt since he doesn't have another shirt. And he instead washes the belt along with the shirt. That lets everyone know that it's his only shirt, and that's the only reason that the washing is permitted on Chol HaMoed.